Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, you think about it, John, that here are so many people blaming Washington for the problems. And there's 300 some odd million people in America, and there's only like 530 elected officials in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think, is that not crazy?
Crazy.
I mean, how could 300 something million people be blaming where we are as a country on 530 people? That's like, it's almost like looking for an excuse. It's, I gotta, but the question is how do those people get, how does that 530, who are those 530 people?
Mm-hmm.
That's people that we elect. We vote to send them there, or we just choose not to vote and somebody else chooses to send them there. Not to vote is to vote.
We tend to forget that these people we elect come from amongst us. They're part of our communities. They're part of our
They represent us, right? That's why it's called a representative form of government. Mm-hmm. It is a republic. You know, we're not a democratic government, but we're a democracy, which we select people from our own community to go represent us. And so you need to know if they're representing right.
Right.
Are they representing you right? And how do you do that? Well, we have to find out what they're doing. And thank the Lord for Congressman Pittenger of North Carolina. He and others have gotten together and put a report card together. As a matter of fact, I want you to take a look at this, and we'll talk more about it after this. Take a look.
If there's a vote on that issue, everyone ought to know about it. If there's a vote on the genocide resolution, which I hope there is soon, everyone ought to know how their member of Congress have voted on that issue. So that's really the purpose of it, as an encourager. We know what ISIS is doing. So will the Congress, will the administration, will the world miss it here?
So you're looking at, obviously, that wasn't Pittenger, but this is Wolf talking about it. But Pittenger has put this together. It's called Wilberforce.
And this is a report card, is that right?
Yeah, it's actually a report card, and it's so exciting to be able to see this. I mean, you're probably seeing Wilberforce coming up. Can you put up 1808, I guess it's 1794? There you're seeing that. Think about this. This is so very, very important because you can go there now, and the website is 21wilberforce.org, and it's the 21st century, saying, you know, we need a 21st century Wilberforce that's going to be able to reveal the votes that are going on, and because they're representing you. If they're representing you, I mean, imagine this. Your representative, imagine if they were voting against Israel, and you just assume they weren't. We assume a lot of things.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think this is because a lot of the Congress is, you know, they're saying they have tough stance against religious persecution and all these different things, but their record may not necessarily reflect what their rhetoric is coming out. So
right.
Now it's just reporting back to the people and letting them know.
Right. And so what you do is you actually, all you got to do is go to that website, and we'll make it available to you at VFNTV.com on the torch. But you just go there, find out who your congressperson is, and find out how they're voting.
Are they voting?
Do they even care about, you know, a pastor that's locked down? As a matter of fact, today the news is China has put in jail the pastor and his wife of the largest Christian church in China.
Mm.
But you're not hearing anything about it. As a matter of fact, you're hearing more things about our leaders and representatives saying, let's do business with China. You know, they're coming into the modern age. Let's merge our currencies. Let's
economy. What's going to happen when there is no? What are they going to do?
Right. As a matter of fact, but who was Wilberforce? This is so important because Wilberforce was a man just like we are. Anybody else is. This just was saved and touched by God. It's like this is not slavery was going on. Plus a lot of other things, debauchery, and everything that's going on. And he was just like, this is not right. And he began to stand for righteousness in government. So that'd be like your representatives, our representatives saying, you know what? I don't care what everybody else is doing. This is the right thing to do. And it shaked the world. As a matter of fact, Eric Metastas is talking a little bit about him, Wilberforce. Listen to what he has to say about him.
Well, Wilberforce is different and similar, of course. Wilberforce was somebody who, because of his conversion, immediately was alive to the societal evil, to injustice, to all these things. Now think about it. You have a quote-unquote Christian culture. People go to church, but they were Sunday morning Christians. They were, I think the Greek word is hypocrites, right? They go to church, they go through the motions, and they say, okay, I'm a Christian because I'm not a Muslim, I'm not an atheist, so I guess I'm a Christian. Well, no, you're not a Christian because you've got to die to self. You've got to live for God totally to be a Christian. And most of the people alive at that time who were going to church were had no issue with the injustice all around them. The number one social evil was the slave trade. They just thought, well, it's just one of those things, and you know, it's just the way things are.
Part of the economy, part of the system.
Part of the system, but there was an infinity of social evils all around them, from child labor to public animal cruelty, torturing animals for spectacle. There was rampant alcoholism. You can't even believe it. I mean, anybody who's read my book, Amazing Grace, knows that it's just staggering how broken the culture was, because the gospel was not in that culture. They were just nominally Christian. Wilberforce comes in, has this profound conversion experience, and he's a powerful politician, and suddenly he sees that God has called him to do something about the slave trade and all of these other things. And so he brings his Christian worldview into politics and uses his influence to be salt and light in this culture. And over the course of a number of decades, practically single-handedly transforms the British Empire. It's one of those stories that, if it weren't true and if it weren't obvious from history, you'd say it's not possible. But one person genuinely changes.
That's so important to understand. Wilberforce.
Great movie came out called Amazing Grace.
A movie about his life.
Yeah, it really explains this whole thing. And
I think it's based
job.
On Metaxas' book.
Is it really?
He did the biography on him.
Wow, amazing.
And it wasn't just slavery. It was the environment that produced slavery.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And
all happening in Great Britain started there first, yeah. And just the ripple effect was just absolutely amazing. But one man.
Yeah, one man. And it just, yeah, the ripple effect went across the whole world.
Mm.
But it's one man standing up for what's right.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And so today, I mean, you know, what America's crying out for is leaders who will just stand up for what's right. You know, too many people are sticking their finger. They're sticking their finger in the air, just trying to figure out what the political win is. But, you know, what if you just have to switch jobs because you do what was right at your present job but got fired for it, but at least the company's going in the right direction.
That's right.
What if you just did what's right in one term in Congress and then you went back to your other job,
mm-hmm.
and not worry about being reelected in the context of it? Too many people are worried about, you know, being reelected instead of just doing what's right. You know, having integrity to be able to do what's right in the context of that. So Wilberforce did that. And what's so exciting about that is that you determine who your representatives are going to be. I mean, and it's so easy today to get educated on who's asking to represent you.
Mm.
I mean, you don't have to just accept their little brochure with four little bullet points on it and a vision statement. I mean, you can call them up. You can email them. You can pull up their websites. You can watch all kinds of video now they have available.
With today's technology, there's no reason why you can't be in communication with them. And they will reply.
Right.
Their office will reply.
And even though quite often politics is slanted, you know, it is good to listen to all sides because it causes you to begin to think outside of the box.
Mm-hmm.
So many people have tunnel vision and they're focused on this one particular person. And you could have blinders on and not realizing, I need to talk to this representative and say, you know, the one wants to represent me. You need to think about this because you haven't even talked about this. And this is something that you're going to be able to do. And also, too, I think that, you know, they villainize this whole narrative now is out that if somebody votes differently than you, then you're an enemy. You know what I'm saying? Excuse me. That don't buy into that. You know, just you have the right to vote. In other nations, what happened was they would actually go to war and they would determine who the leader is. So if somebody's talking bad about you because you want to stand up for someone, that's not war.
Right.
That's just feelings being hurt or maybe a friendship being broken because they don't understand America.
Mm-hmm.
But they fought wars for changing leadership in America. We just have to stand up for what we believe in. And if the church just stood up for what we believed in, if we read scripture, abided with the Lord, and then determined where we wanted to go with this thing and read the Constitution and where we want to go with this thing, I mean, all we have to do is vote that way. It would change everything. It would change everything. And even if the fact that if in fact we've sinned, remember, we serve a Savior who will forgive us. I mean, just because you've sinned doesn't mean you need to go throw America away and say, you know, I've sinned, I can't vote a righteous vote. And it's like, yes, you can. You can. God accepts forgiveness. He forgives us. He covers us in his blood. And it's not about us being perfect. God's perfect. And if we just humble ourselves before him, as a matter of fact, I think about Franklin Graham, who's going around all 50 states, all 50 states, and he's reminding us, all the capitals, and he's reminding us, I'm a humble man, just very humble man, but he's reminding us to humble ourselves, to change our homes and our personal life and repent. and not just try to think it's a political answer, but then to go out and get yourself educated and vote. As a matter of fact, listen to Franklin Graham now. It's called Decision America. Take a look.
Our country is in trouble. Many people look to capitals like this, whether it's Washington, whether it's state level, they are looking for answers to the problems that they have in life. But I can tell you right now, without God, there's no hope. I'm traveling to all 50 states to hold prayer rallies, calling our nation to God. We're calling it the Decision America Tour.
We're asking Christians to pray, to vote for candidates that stand for biblical values and engage in your community. I'll challenge Christians to live out their faith at home, in public, and at the ballot box.
I believe this next election may be the most important election maybe in the history of our nation, and we can have an impact on this. We're not supporting any candidates, we're not supporting any party, but we want to lift up the name of Jesus Christ. I want people to come to Capitol steps like this where we're going to pray. And I'm going to preach a gospel message, and I'm going to encourage Christians to stand up and let their voice be heard. So please, get involved in the Decision America Tour.
Go to DecisionAmericaTour.com for dates and rallies.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.